Much of the information and primary sources used for this podcast were obtained from a share given by Rabbi Dani Raps and online sources like Chabad.org and Miodea. Conducting new science experiments, initially on humans, is irresponsible and dangerous. Therefore, a lot of research, especially medical research, is conducting using animals as, well, for lack of a better term, guinea pigs. Some scientific protocol can be quite gruesome and repulsive, for example, killing pregnant mice to harvest their embryos. The question is, what is the Torah and Halacha's perspective on animal experimentation? So before tackling the question head-on, some foundational points must be established. First, one must acknowledge that this topic is being approached from the perspective of a religious Jew, which fundamentally believes that human rights and animal rights are non-identical. In Bereishis Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches, the Torah says, "Urdu b'digas hayam uve'ov hashamayim, and you, Adam, shall dominate the fish of the sea and the birds of the sky." And this pasuk is quoted in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, where essentially we see that man's rights supersede the rights of animals, and that humans can basically use animals in ways that benefit them. In Maseches Kiddushin, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah mentions Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who backhandedly says that animals were created to benefit and serve humans. And along the same lines, Jews certainly are not vegetarians. We eat animals. Moreover, there are requirements to eat meat on days like Shabbos and Yom Tovim. So what emerges from all this is clearly the concerns for the well-being of animals is secondary to concerns for humans. Nonetheless, the Torah believes that as God's creations, animals have value independent of their usefulness to humans. And for that reason, the idea of animal rights exists within the realm of Torah and Halacha. So as a qualification before mentioning sources that indicate Judaism's concern for animals, a specific pasuk in the Torah that prohibits tsar ba'al chayim, which means inflicting pain onto animals, is difficult to pinpoint and is even a subject of disagreement, which we shall return to shortly. Examples of instances where the Torah seems to show concern for the well-being of animals include, to start, Devarim, Perek Chav Hei Pasuk Dalet, where the Torah says, Lo sachsum shor bidisho, that you may not muzzle an animal when it is working, rather you should allow it to eat. Similarly, in Shmos Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Hei, it says that if you see your animal's donkey that is suffering from a heavy load, you should help unload it. In Brachos Mem Amud Aleph, we see that you're actually not allowed to eat before you feed your animal. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzamachei Amud Aleph, says that animals in trees cannot be comparable for halachic purposes because the Torah is chas, or has mercy, and cares for animals. In later generations, the Rosh in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Yud Ches Simen Gimel says that Tsar Bali Chaim is a Daraisa, while the Rambam in Hilchas Rotzeach Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Tes seems to say that is only a Derabanan. As history developed, the Orach HaShulchan in Choshen Mishpat, Reish Ayin Beis, Siv Beis, says that most poskim agree that there is a mitzvah min HaTorah to save animals from suffering, which might be different than the Rush, who said that Tzar Bali Chaim is a Daraisa. However, what underlies all of these sources is that apparently the Torah understands that animals are to be treated with dignity and in ways respectful of God's creations. And so the question at the heart of this topic is, what happens when the rights and concerns of humans clashes with those of animals? Research in particular is complicated because often there's no immediate impact or gratification as a result of killing a test mouse. So modern poskim deal directly with the issue of animal experimentation. Two potential problems exist when analyzing this topic. A, is this considered causing unnecessary pain to animals? And B, is this a problem of baal tashchis, meaning destroying God's creations purposelessly? The Shut Shvas Yaakov, written in the 1700s by Rav Yaakov Reicher in Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Aleph, says that there is no problem of Tzar Bali Chaim or of baal tashchis in terms of animal experimenting. The Shut Chalkas Yaakov, written by Rav Mordechai Yaakov Reich of Sweden in the mid-1900s, in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Chav Dalet, says that Mi'ikar Hadin, meaning according to the letter of the strict letter of the law only, one is allowed to cause pain to animals in order to do research on animals for the sake of, as he put it, l'chachmas harafuah, so that there's just more knowledge and people understand how to implement treatment better. Meaning that there need not be a sick person waiting in bed to warrant conducting research. All that being said, he does warn that experimenting on animals can lead to something called achzarius, which means desensitization and a lack of caring. And similarly, along those lines, which we will tie in shortly, Rav Eliezer Waldenberg, a modern-day posek of the 21st century, who's considered to be one of the great halachic authorities on medical ethics, writes in his landmark Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yudalit Simen Samichas, that you can do research on animals and even kill them afterwards if it serves the purpose of making new scientific discoveries. However, he does acknowledge that everything should be done in such a way that the animal doesn't feel any pain, like local anesthesia and even general. So to conclude, it seems from the poskim that you are, in fact, allowed to do research on animals, but that all research should be done in a way that prevents desensitization on our behalf, and it keeps us compassionate towards animals. And we should try to be as minimally cruel and painful as possible while making as great strides in medicine and research as possible.